Hi, I'm Reed Keating, and this is Free Enterprise in 3 minutes. In this 228th episode, we're looking at the limits of government, in particular, the difference between market innovation and government dictates as pertaining to electric vehicles or EVs. Now, in episode 124, I hit on this topic, pointing out that under free enterprise, entrepreneurs, businesses, and investors work in the marketplace to gain customers and profits by presenting new and improved goods and services to consumers. That is, they're working to provide something that consumers want or need, products that they currently or will value. I noted that the rise of EVs, however, was due to something different, a political agenda, a green agenda advanced by government regulations, mandates, subsidies, poking and prodding. The full costs of, for example, wind and solar power and of EVs run far ahead of energy produced by oil, natural gas, and coal, and gas-fueled autos. Nonetheless, advocates and many in the stock market have made their bets that government dictates will win out. But now we have a Gallup poll released on April 8th, 2024, revealing very little interest among Americans for EVs. Consider the key findings. First, only 7% of Americans said that they owned an EV in 2023. Now, that was up from 4% in 2022. As for those saying they are seriously considering buying an EV, came in at 9%, down from 12% a year earlier. Now, remember, this is only people saying that they would seriously consider buying an EV. Meanwhile, those saying that they might consider buying an EV in the future, all very vague and remote, moved down from 43% in 2022 to 35% in 2023. And finally, those saying that they would not buy an EV moved up from 41% to 48%. Yikes. None of this bodes well for EVs. Indeed, this Gallup poll shows that most Americans, in excess of 83%, again based on this survey, are not serious about purchasing an EV, now or in the future. Many were shocked at these findings, but no one should be. EVs were not created by entrepreneurs and businesses working to truly innovate. Instead, this is about government seeking to impose a costly agenda to replace market competition and innovation that focuses on consumers with regulations and subsidies seeking to please a special interest. That never works out well for consumers, businesses, and the economy. Remember, politics calling the shots in an economy never turns out well. Thanks for listening. If you appreciate this podcast, please consider getting my weekly Economist books. The latest one, The Weekly Economist 3, is just out. They're available on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions, and signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Please like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics, and on X or Twitter at Free Enterprise 7. And subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care, and hey, think more like an economist.